So this definitely creates a craving for more of what? Screen time. And that is what leads to that addictive behavior. So understanding this whole neurological process is essential for addressing screen addiction effectively. And
this is Parent Them Successful with author and licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. Your child no longer has to struggle. On this parenting podcast, we unravel the complexities of the education system, give insight into intervention services, and offer encouragement and tools alongside your parenting journey. It's time for your child to thrive. Welcome your host, LEP, educator, and mom of four, Jessica Shields.
Hello, Parent Warrior, and welcome to the Parent Them Successful podcast. I am so glad you are tuning in because today we're delving into a critical issue affecting children worldwide, and that is screen addiction. Now, screen addiction, often referred to as digital addiction, is a growing concern in today's technologically driven society. And from smartphones and tablets to computers and gaming consoles, screens have become an integral part of daily life for many of our kids. But what are the consequences of this constant exposure to screens all the time? And also, how does it impact the development and well-being of our youth? So to help us navigate through this complex topic, we'll be exploring the latest research, expert opinions, and stories to help shed light on the effects of screen addiction on children. So be sure to tune in until the end to find out what you can do about it. And also, for this week's parenting challenge and your loving reminder, you don't want to miss it. Now, if you're like me, you are likely concerned about the amount of time your children are spending on devices. And just to be clear, you may be more concerned about their reaction when the screen access is removed from them, right? Now, if they throw a fit about it, you might be inclined to believe that they are becoming too addicted to their screens. So first, let's start by understanding what screen addiction actually entails. Again, screen addiction, also known as digital addiction, is characterized by excessive or compulsive use of electronic devices. And this often results in negative consequences like impaired social skills, disrupted sleep patterns. It could be decreased academic performance and a lot of other things we'll talk about. Now, it has become a growing concern in recent years, so much that there is a significant body of research behind it. And what we know now is that the excessive screen time can have significant consequences on a child's mental, physical, and emotional well-being. And studies have actually shown that children who spend excessive amounts of time on screens are more likely to experience difficulties in so many aspects of their lives. For example, prolonged screen time has actually been linked to an increased risk of obesity as sedentary behaviors replace that physical activity, the physical activity that we used to engage in back in our day, right? And there's actually one study that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics, and they found a significant association between the screen time and obesity in children. So it has been researched. And the researchers did conclude that this increased screen time was linked to a higher body mass index, or BMI, and a greater risk of being overweight or obese. Now, this correlation does underscore the importance of promoting physical activity and limiting sedentary screen time in children. Now, to add to this, just think about the constant stimulation that is provided by screens. This can have a very detrimental effect on your child's attention span. Of course, we know that. But did you also know that it can impact their cognitive development? So with instant access to information and entertainment, many of our kids are just struggling to focus on tasks that require sustained attention. And that's what we see in reading. We need sustained attention to problem solve, to work through hard and difficult challenges. And again, this is impacting their ability, their brain waves, their connectivity, their neurons, neurotransmitters to be able to do these things. And Dr. Dmitry Christosky, who is the director of the Center for Child Health, Behavior, and Development at Seattle's Children's Research Institute, emphasizes the importance of screens on brain development. He explains that screen time, this is a quote, screen time can disrupt the development of the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain responsible for impulse control, decision making, and social interaction, end quote. So you think about that prefrontal cortex, those neurons, those neurotransmitters, how the brain is operating, how it's sending messages. This can be impacted by that screen time. So this disruption definitely can lead to what we're seeing now, a lot more attention problems, a lot more impulsivity and difficulty in forming meaningful relationships. Does that sound a little bit like ADHD to you? It does to me, and we're seeing a lot more of that in schools. Now, perhaps the most concerning aspect of screen addiction is its impact on mental health. There was another study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association for Pediatrics, and they found a strong association between screen time and symptoms of depression in adolescents. Yes, depression. And they also discovered that high levels of screen time were correlated with feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and worthlessness. And this highlights the need for parents and caregivers to really monitor and regulate their child's screen usage so that you are protecting their mental health. And if you think about anxiety, depression, all of those types of mental health problems, you can't help but think about how much more we're seeing that today. And maybe you're asking the same questions I ask. Is this directly related to social media, what they're seeing, they're comparing themselves? Is there a direct correlation? And so there's a lot of research out there that talks about that as well. But I just wanted to kind of make sure that you are making your own connections, number one, but also hearing about the research behind screen addiction, digital addiction, and the amount of screen time that a child is ingesting. So why are screens so addictive? Why is it a problem? And so you have to think about it. One reason is that the dopamine rush that occurs when children engage with digital content is there. Whether it's scrolling through media feeds or social media feeds or playing video games, the brain's reward system is activated and it leads to a desire for more screen time. So if you think about what we hear about sugar, you know, the more sugar you eat, the more you're going to want because it has that dopamine reaction, that release that just makes the food taste so delicious and you want more and more and more. And you probably hear many of your friends saying, I'm getting off sugars, because the more you eat it, the more you want it. Same thing with breads, right? And carbs. The more you eat it, the more you want it. It has a very similar effect. So one of the researchers, Dr. Richard Graham, he's a consultant psychiatric and clinical lead for Good Thinking, which is a digital mental wellness and mental well-being service in London. And he underscores the important role that dopamine plays when we're looking at screen addiction. And he actually explains it. He says that the dopamine release acts as a neurotransmitter that is associated with what? Pleasure and reward. Think about that. Pleasure and reward. When there's something that's pleasurable and rewarding, of course, you want more. So this definitely creates a craving for more of what? Screen time. And that is what leads to that addictive behavior. So understanding this whole neurological process is essential for addressing screen addiction effectively. And just to think about it this way, if you think about some of the problems that too much screen time can cause, you can definitely see how our children are using it to provide themselves with comfort. It can be comforting in some way. And screens often offer a sense of escape for challenges and pressures of the world. Our children are facing so much. They're facing academic stress. They're facing social anxiety, family problems. And maybe they need to have that retreat into another realm, a virtual reality, the metaverse, right? And they can find that temporary relief there. However, this escape can quickly spiral into addiction if left unchecked. So that's where we come in as adults in their lives to make sure that we are doing what we can to assist them in being healthy as they engage in screens. Now, despite these concerning findings, of course, there is always hope. And Dr. Michael Rich, he is actually the director of the Center on Media and Child Health at Boston Children's Hospital. And he advocates for that balanced approach to screen time. He's not saying, hey, get rid of all the screens, they're bad. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying that screens are the devil. He's not saying any of that. He advises parents to focus on quality over quantity when it comes to screen time. Engage your child in educational and interactive content, and then prioritize, put first, face-to-face interactions and outdoor activities. So by promoting this healthy digital diet, okay, if you will, a digital diet, parents, you can help mitigate the negative effects of screen addiction. And it's important just to think about it this way. You know, there has to be a balance for everything. Too much of one thing is not good for us. So same thing with screens. And a few episodes back, I actually interviewed someone from the Tony toy company, Tony Box. And we had this conversation about other ways to engage children outside of just screens. And I just thought it was really fascinating how they had this particular type of toy to engage children in a different way that did not involve screens, but that really focused on bringing out a child's imagination. And so, of course, that is for younger children. But what are some ways that you can definitely get your teens or preteens engaged in a way that is not so reliant on their cell phones or their computers or their gaming consoles? How do you even get them out of the house, right? And so just being involved in other things is a great way to give that balance. And just, you know, as parents or caregivers, it really is essential to recognize the signs of screen addiction and to be proactive, take those proactive steps to address them. So this might involve something that's very hard at first. If you don't want the fallout with you and your child, it might be difficult to set those limits on screen time. And, you know, encourage them to do something else. So you still have to set limits. You are the parent. Set limits on screen time. Encourage those alternative activities that I just mentioned before, like that outdoor play, creative pursuits, fostering that open communication with your child about their digital habits. But, you know, tackling the screen addiction requires more than just individual efforts. You don't have to do this by yourself. You can really look to the efforts, not just from you, but from the educators. If you are very vocal about it, you can make a difference or be an impact in a child's life by, you know, reaching out to policymakers, tech companies, and just urge them to create a healthier digital environment for our children. And again, I think back to the Tonys and what their mission is and how they're kind of like a toy tech company that is seeking to give children and families another outlet outside of just screen time. But good old fashioned play, good old fashioned fun. And just keep in mind that screen addiction does pose significant challenges to the well-being and development of children in today's digital age. It is so hard today. It is just incredibly hard because we rely so much on our technology. And so that's why it's so important just to raise awareness, to promote responsibility in how we use technology, and just to foster a balanced approach to screen time. And by doing this, we can definitely help mitigate the negative effects that screen addiction can cause. And we can focus on just helping our child build a brighter future. So as I want to say, just let us all work together. Let's just create a healthier digital environment for our children where screens are used responsibly and in moderation. And I am not just saying this as a person who doesn't do this herself. I too have challenges just like you with my children and their screen time. I know you get busy. I get busy, but sometimes we do have to take a step back. We have to slow down. We have to look at the situation and say, hey, you know, I've noticed that my child is on their device a little bit more. Maybe I need to take some time and think about other things that we can do together as a family. We can go out, maybe plan a day where we're involved laughing, running, playing, doing something other than sitting at home watching our favorite YouTube shows on a device while mommy's cooking, or if mommy is still working, whatever it may be. But just taking a step back, reevaluating the situation, and making a change, something as simple as that. So by now, I hope that you're really thinking about how much screen time your child is exposed to, and if you feel that they may struggle with screen addiction. With that, I want to challenge you. So here's your challenge. Just take notice of how much screen time they engage in and the quality of that time. And as your loving reminder, remember, you are the parent and you have the right to make necessary changes as you see fit in order to help your child thrive, because, You know, that is what your responsibility is. And just look to find the right balance in your approach to doing so. Well, I surely hope this episode has blessed you. And if it has, simply hit that follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss any new episodes. And as you're thinking about that friend, that sister, that brother, whoever it may be, that coworker who needs to hear this, share the link parentthemsuccessful.com because it can make a difference. And if you're like me, you want more information on how to support your child's growth and development, join my email list at strongerminds.com/join the list. And of course, all these links will be in the show notes, in addition to some resources that I thought might help you learn and glean in the realm of digital addiction or too much screen time. But I did want to give you some resources about how to moderate or how to modify the screen time, and of course, recommendations. But I really do appreciate you, and I thank you so much for listening. So until next time, be blessed and love on your children.
Thank you for listening to the Parent Them Successful with licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. We're so glad you've joined us and would love to connect with you outside of the show. To find more information about our services, the Empower House Academy, or to take our quiz, What's Your Parenting Style? Go to StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. Feel free to email us directly at info@StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. We'd love to hear from you. Other ways to stay connected are on Instagram and Facebook by searching Stronger Mind, Stronger Youth, and on Twitter at @official_SMSY. Until next time, be well and love your children, for they are a gift from the Lord.